Cirrus owners talk about general aviation as an alternative to the airlines. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for the download. When the year 2008 is finally put to bed, one of the big aviation stories will have been the emergence of general aviation as an alternative to a declining airline customer experience. At this summer's Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association gathering, Aero TV was there, and ANN's Jim Campbell asked Cirrus owners in attendance whether they're using their planes to take the place of airline travel.
Welcome to Duluth, Minnesota. It's time for the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association annual gathering, COPA 2008, otherwise known as M6. How is GA stacking up against airline travel in 2008?
Oh, I think that's a fair question, and it's getting less and less competitive in that context. Just reading in the paper about Northwest, $15 a bag now. What? So, yes, I think that very really impacts general aviation, impacts how we view the trips. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to start to see general aviation picking up.
Personally, I'm bringing airline-style programs to general aviation, and my goal as an airline professional and as a general aviation professional is to introduce programs that are currently used within the airline sector that improve safety so there becomes an equivalent level of safety in general aviation, and we're getting close.
I would say yes, I leave the flying to myself. I happen to fly several people around instead of the airlines, so I have that luxury, and I know some friends that are at the airlines that are not liking it right now.
You know, when given the choice of coming from California to Duluth, the airline options are pretty unappealing, and the opportunity to visit friends on the way, to be able to control your own schedule, and certainly to be more convenient in terms of the process of going through terminals and so on, it can be both more enjoyable and more effective to fly myself.
When I have bad traveling experiences on commercial airlines, I smile on the other side of my face, saying this makes the personal travel that much more appealing. And every time I hear of a colleague that gets a two-hour delay or a canceled flight, I say, boy, I had bad weather. In fact, yesterday I was delayed 10 minutes getting into Duluth.
We try and find excuses now to use GA whenever possible. I just recently had to fly commercial for a number of reasons, and I had forgotten just how wonderfully pleasant GA flying is.
Well, I have to admit that whenever I can, I fly myself. It's not always, even with the increase in airline prices, it's still a little more economical to go on the airlines, but the hassle factor is just so much easier to fly myself. But given weather and other situations, I fly airlines when I have to, or when there's someplace that I have to be, I always have an airline ticket in my pocket. I think that's the safe way to fly general aviation. But there's nothing more fun than flying yourself.
When I have to be someplace, really have to be there, I will look to the commercial airlines. But if I have some flexibility in my plans, I definitely try to fly myself.
I avoid the airlines like the plague. I believe I've only done a couple of commercial flights in the last 3 or 4 years. Everything else is done in my SR-22.
Well, I am definitely leaving more of the flying up to myself. I am definitely using general aviation for business, and we as a business have been greatly affected by this, and so we are transporting far more of our employees using our own aircraft and fractional aircraft to transport our people.
It's been a terrific change. It's nice when your wife will ask you, gee, honey, do you think we can take the plane to go to that or this, rather than the usual, well, let's make airline reservations. Airline flying today has frankly become a desperately unpleasant experience for most of the flying population.
It's almost a different animal. GA flying will get you there slower, but at your own control. It also is so much more than what transportation is about. It's about self-satisfaction. It's about alone time. It's about quality of life. And it's about going places commercial airliners just don't go.
When I came and got my last plane, I got a brand new Cirrus Perspective Turbo 2 weeks ago. I was at the Little Rock Airport at 12:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, which means I had to cancel half a day of work. My flight was finally canceled at 6 p.m. I had to get up at 3:30 the next morning to be at the airport so my luggage could be through security by 5:10 so I can make a 5:30 flight. 24 hours after I arrived at the Little Rock Airport, I arrived at Duluth. This week, I worked all day Wednesday, drove to the airport, got in my airplane, and 4 hours later, I was in Duluth, Minnesota. No fuss, no muss, even with the bad weather.
I don't fly commercial anymore. I leave the flying to my Cirrus, and it's wonderful. It's just painless, and I plan to continue to do it that way.
Well, certainly I'll do a lot of flying myself. It's interesting you ask me that because I do a heck of a lot of flying with United in particular. As a global service member, I do a couple hundred thousand miles a year with United, but a lot of that's international. So when the domestic part of the flying happens, and if it's Los Angeles versus someplace within a few hundred miles, GA is definitely the way. If I got to fly all the way across the U.S., United's still probably going to get me there. But certainly to go to a small town, nothing beats it.
If you're going to use your personal Cirrus aircraft more and more instead of the airlines, does that make you a candidate for the new Vision SJ50 personal jet? We'll hear some answers to that question in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack. We're listening as ANN's Jim Campbell roams this summer's Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association gathering to ask attendees about the new Cirrus Vision SJ50.
The big buzz this year is the first flight of the Cirrus jet, now officially called the Vision SJ50. So our question to everybody here at COPA 2008, very simply, are you a future jet owner?
Absolutely, absolutely, except I can't afford one. But I will someday.
The Cirrus jet is a good-looking machine. It looks like it's got some good performance. I think that we would encourage Cirrus and the OEM to incorporate voluntary safety programs such as flight data monitoring so they can have some good data tracking on the aircraft that will allow the OEM to see how the aircraft is being flown and how they can improve it from the onset.
Got a spare winning lottery ticket? Unfortunately, I'm not quite in that demographic, but I certainly respect those people who are going to have the ability to fly the jet. It really does follow up on that old aviation cliche. It does look right. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to fly right. And I wish those people all the best in the world. My jet days are behind me, but theirs are in their future.
But if you could, would you?
In a heartbeat.
Oh, neither a jet pilot or an owner, a rider, you bet. I'd be more than happy to experience it. Looking at the mock-up here, seeing on the web the flight, it's exciting. And give Cirrus a lot of credit, but unlikely an owner.
Yeah. Well, what can you predict the stock market for me? I think there's a direct relationship between the Dow Jones and my ability to be in a jet. It would be nice, and I'd love to do it. And I think, like for a lot of other people, it just becomes an affordability issue. But I think Cirrus will do really well with it, and it's an exciting time in general aviation.
There's probably not a jet in my future, but boy, it sure is attractive.
I'm going to watch that one from the sidelines. That's out of reach for me. I can dream of having a better equipped, newer single engine Cirrus. I'll probably upgrade to another single engine Cirrus down the road, but the jet's out of reach.
That would be a dream. Of course, it was a dream for me to get this Cirrus SR22. So maybe someday, somewhere, sometime.
Wannabe for sure, but I'd have to win the lottery first. My 2002 SR22 may be my last plane. I wish it were otherwise. I would love to get into a G3 turbo normalized with perspective, or better yet, the SJ50, but not sure that I can do it. But I can sure drool over it.
I think there will be a jet in my future, although I like to jump the line. So what I'll do is when it's certified and it's flying, I'll just have to pay a little bit more and jump the line and buy a position once it's certified.
I have position 243, and I'm really excited about getting the jet.
How are you going to utilize it?
Personally. At this point, it's just going to be personal use, and I do traveling from Florida to Georgia to Atlanta, and it'll reduce my flight time by an hour.
174. That's my serial number for my jet position. So,
how'd you come to that decision?
My wife wants something that's air-conditioned and pressurized. She's not a happy flyer. She does not sleep when we fly on commercial flights. We'll be coming back from Alaska. She'll be awake all night. She jumps in the Cirrus, grabs her pillow, leans the seat back, and wakes up when the autopilot comes off when I land.
Yes, there is. We have two of them on order. I can't wait to get in it. I want to take it home today.
We have a deposit on one. Will it go to fruition? We'll see. I mean, there's a lot of variables to see what happens over the next few years. Certainly, that's the desire. Hopefully, fuel at that point in time is a reasonable thing. It's on the horizon. It's certainly something we'd like to do.
You can find out more about the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association at cirruspilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.